So why do we have emotions in the first place? What's their purpose? Especially, why do we have these painful emotions? You might say, I know what these powerful, positive emotions are for, because I deserve ecstasy. Well, I agree with you. You deserve to feel great, and they're a reward system. And some people look at pain as if it were the punishment system. And sometimes it is. When we don't follow our own rules, and we don't live by our own values, by our own life standards, then we certainly give ourselves pain as a way to keep ourselves on track, because we want to avoid pain. But I think negative emotions serve a very powerful, positive purpose. And that purpose I've already alluded to when we started this tape. Negative emotions are a signal that a change is needed. Let's think about this for a moment. When you feel an emotion like fear, an emotion that most people try to avoid at all costs because it's just too painful, or any variant of that emotion like worry or concern or terror, when you feel those emotions are giving you a signal. Rather than just try to avoid the feelings, you should listen for and notice the signal and utilize it. The signal of fear is you must prepare. Boy, that's a valuable signal. It's in your body for a reason. It's saying to you that something may be coming in the near future that you better be prepared for, either prepared to cope with or prepared to deal with. That's valuable information. We don't want to deny that emotion. We don't want to avoid it and pretend it's not there. That's how Niagara happens. That's how people get in trouble emotionally, physically, financially, in their relationships. They don't want to feel the fear that the relationship's not working out, so they pretend it's still going great until one day they find themselves 5 feet from Niagara Falls in a boat with no oars and going, oh, shoot, it's too late. They take an emotional fall, a relationship fall. Make sure that these emotions serve you. And the way to make them serve you, I think, is to realize that every emotion has a message for you. And what you want to do is not make it wrong, not avoid it, not freak out about it, not make yourself wrong for feeling it, but to do 6 things. Number 1, identify what the emotion is. 2, acknowledge and appreciate the message it's offering you. 3, get incredibly curious about what it's offering you. In other words, how could you use this to make your life better? Is this really what you want? And do you need to change the way you're looking at the world? Do you need to change the way you're acting? Do you need to change the way you're communicating? And then 4, get yourself to feel reassured by seeing that, hey, you've worked this out in the past. You've made it through this emotion before. 5, get yourself certain that you can handle anything like it in the future by rehearsing using this emotion as a tool of empowerment. And 6, take action and change your whole life. Those 6 tools that I just whipped through real fast are, in essence, what we're going to learn to utilize, not just in changing how we feel, but using how we feel, even those negative feelings, to make our life better. Now, I want to mention something. You know, in working with people and Date with Destiny seminars, I've learned an incredible amount about human emotion. In order to attend the class, people have to fill out like an 18, 19, 20-page questionnaire, as it turns out to be for most people, describing every emotion that you feel in your life and what triggers it. You know, what do you value most about each of those situations? If there's any one thing I've learned by going through all of these forms, is that human beings seem to have unlimited ways of describing negative emotions. I get to read about how people get to be frustrated and insecure and lonely and bored and sad and angry and impatient and annoyed and anxious and unsure and guilty and unworthy and depressed and disrespected and humiliated. Can you believe I do this for a living? I can't believe this. But the good side is this. I get to also read about how they get to have joy, love, success, abundance, contribution, flexibility, creativity, power, impact, curiosity, wonder, beauty, spirituality, respect, sincerity, integrity, kindness, confidence, ecstasy, you name it. We have lots of pleasure we can have in our lives, too. The challenge is that most people, though, spend more time in the negative. They spend more time trying to avoid those negative emotions instead of using them. So what I've tried to do is to sit down and say, okay, there are all these different ways of describing emotion. The question is, do enough of them fall into a group of categories that we could chunk them down? In other words, you might say, well, I'm really feeling concerned or worried or anxious or scared or terrified, but that really all is just forms of fear, right? So what I'd like to do in this session, at least just for the sake of our conversation and for our ability to deal with our emotions, is to take and create a model for each other, a model that I've created where basically I fit all emotions into 10 categories. Now, the challenge with this is we all have different labels for what a feeling means. So yours may not agree with the ones I'm putting down, but just for our ability to have a conversation and for our ability to deal with our emotions, we're going to say there are 10 types of emotions just for the sake of conversation. Is that okay with you? I hear a yes, I just hallucinate. That's another kind of emotion, I guess. But here are the 10 emotions, and I'd like you to jot them down. Now, I know if you're driving in your car, it makes it a little more difficult. But if you can, take out your Get the Edge journal, and let's write down these 10 emotions. I'll wait for one moment. Moment's up. Welcome back. Here are the 10 categories of emotions. Here's the first one, uncomfortable emotions. He said, it's a pretty big category. You're right. But I'm basically describing here emotions that don't have a tremendous amount of intensity, but they do bug you, they bother you. Feelings of boredom, for example, or being impatient, or uneasy, or distressed, or maybe mildly embarrassed would probably fit under uncomfortable for most people. The second category of emotions would be the emotions of fear. Those could be things like concern, apprehension, worry, anxiety, feeling scared, or even terrified. These are all different types of emotions that we're going to relate, for sake of our conversation, to fear. The third category of emotion I call hurt. Any kind of feeling you would link to hurt. And we're going to talk about how most of our feelings of hurt come from a sense of loss. Fourth category, anger. And anger, again, has a large variety. Everything from mildly irritated, to angry, to livid, to resentful, to furious, to enraged. Anything in that category we're going to talk about as an anger emotion. Fifthly, emotions of frustration. These are any emotions you would link to being held back or hindered in your pursuit of something. Sixth, emotions of disappointment. Anything that makes you really sad or defeated as a result of something you expected that didn't work out well. Seven, guilt emotions. Maybe another way of describing them would be the emotions of regret. Number eight, feelings of inadequacy. Any emotion you've ever experienced that would consider causing you to feel like you're less than or unworthy would fit into this category we call inadequate. Number nine, feelings of being overloaded. Now again, overloaded I'm using to make it soft, but most of the emotions you probably link in here would be feelings of being overwhelmed or even hopeless or depressed. Anything that makes you feel like there's more than you can possibly deal with would fit into the overloaded category of emotion. And lastly, number 10, lonely emotions. Anything that makes you feel alone, like you're lonely, like you're apart from or separate from, would fit into this category. So again, the 10 are 1, uncomfortable feelings, 2, any feelings of fear, 3, any feelings of hurt, 4, any feelings of anger, 5, any feelings of frustration, 6, any feelings you would link to disappointment, 7, the category of guilt and regret, 8, feelings of inadequacy, 9, feelings of overload, overwhelm, hopelessness, or depression, and 10, any feelings you link to loneliness. Okay, it's a big set of categories, but here's why I've done this. I want to train you and myself. I've just started to use this technique on myself because I just came up with it, and it's pretty fantastic. I've enjoyed it. If I do say so myself, I'm quite humble. Really, it's really fantastic. I've had a good time with it, and I hope you will as well. All of these emotions, these categories of emotions, are there for a reason, and they're to give us a message that something needs to change. Now, one of two things has got to be changed when we're feeling any of these emotions. And before I tell you this, let's make sure you're enrolled here. How would you feel in your life if you knew, no matter what emotion you felt, you could go, okay, am I feeling uncomfortable, or is that a feeling of fear, or is that a hurt feeling, or an anger type of feeling, or a frustrated type of feeling, or a disappointed, or a guilty, or inadequate, or overloaded, or lonely feeling? How would you feel if you knew that in a moment or two, you could instantly get out of that feeling, no matter how intense it had been? Would that be useful? Then stick with me, okay? Because I know this may seem a little bit cumbersome at first, so listen to me carefully.